This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 59, recorded on Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. I'll get my navel gazing out of the way here at the front end. Didn't manage to do the podcast this past weekend that I was kind of planning on. I'm not sure how that's going to go. Weekends tend to get hectic, and we like to do a lot of stuff, and there's more people in the house, things like that. It's actually really easy for me because I work from home several days a week. So during the week is actually an easier time. So I don't know if that means I might do two during the week, occasionally two during the week. I don't know. I'm not that worried about a schedule. Some people schedule things, but certainly at this point I'm glad that I'm back in the habit, but I'm not into the habit enough yet to have a schedule and all that. I could get to that point. Mondays, Fridays might work out good. Also, another thought, I did talk to Charlotte a little bit about us doing one together, and she, of course, had the questions, what would we talk about? I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. But if we do that, that might be a weekend thing. That would make a lot of sense. That could be something that we could do together on the weekends. So I'm thinking, as of right now, that we're going with either a once or twice a week during the week sort of thing. It just seems to be a lot easier. Then my other meta thing, and this is just amusing, and in fact, I think I lost one back in the first iteration of this podcast. I lost at least one episode and had to redo it. But this episode is try number two. I did this yesterday, and I really like the Auphonic phone app, but I get so few phone calls that I didn't even think about what happens if. And there's no way. I wish there was ignore all calls while you're doing this. That would be awesome. I might even put it in as a feature request. Because literally, as I was doing the outro yesterday, I was talking about my Creative Commons licensing and stuff, probably 20 seconds from done. I got a call. And I don't know if I clicked on it wrongly or just Auphonic doesn't handle it well, whatever. I couldn't find the whole thing. When I got back into the app, it wasn't there. There was nothing there. So, doing this one again. No biggie. Happens to everybody. But, I kind of felt that I kind of liked yesterday's, from what I had remembered of it. So it's kind of a bummer, but it is what it is. So anyway, enough meta. Basically this podcast is going to be some Dragon Con, reminiscing and such. In fact, yesterday when I did it the first time, it was almost exactly a week since it was like an hour before we had left the Atlanta the previous Monday. So it was right in there in the time still. And just thinking back that long put me back into a little of the post-Dragon Con depression that you get. You're like, I miss Dragon Con. And then I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. I was talking to a friend of mine this morning and he kind of was feeling the same way. Another thing that I can change the other way from yesterday is yesterday I was talking about the fact that we are right in the middle of and prepping for the great reservation panic of Dragon Con 2014, because it's reservations time. Yes, week after Dragon Con, it's reservations time for your hotel rooms. If people aren't aware, it gets a little tricky. And as of yesterday, they hadn't opened yet. So we were up in the air. But as of today, we've got our room in the Hilton. So I can even say where we're staying. I said it yesterday after hemming and hawing, but we spend so much time in the Hilton, that would have been obvious. But we're reserved room in the Hilton next year. Good to go. Very happy about it. I've been off and on staying. I've lived in Atlanta pretty much the entire time I've gone to Dragon Con. And in the first few years when I wasn't quite as serious about things, a lot of times we didn't have a room. We might even only go during the day. Then I've kind of moved into a room with a bunch of guys and then finally like a room all by ourselves. This year, though, it's gotten tougher and tougher every year. And the past few years, I have an apartment that's pretty close to the Lindbergh MARTA station. And so it's been possible for us to take MARTA back and forth. And we did that, was this year the first year? In a few years? I guess this year was the first year in a few years that we decided not to do that. Go ahead. It's even cab drivable from downtown to my apartment. And not a horrible cab ride, depending on the cab driver and stuff. But this year we decided to go ahead and get a room, and I just waited too long. I was out of the habit. It's gotten crazier and crazier every year. So we were not at one of the main hotels. I mean, our overflow hotel was actually in Midtown. So it was maybe 10 blocks. It was walkable. We never actually walked it. It's totally walkable. I mean, I've done way more than that distance down there before. But the cab rides were super short. They were like the minimum price based on, because we were still in the same block, like location. I think they call them sections, whatever. But it was like the minimum $12 cab ride. Can't get any cheaper, really. So we took cabs, especially if we were in costume. We took MARTA, I think, twice. It wasn't too bad, but it went, even that close, you're like, man, if we were in one of the main hotels, yeah, you could just go upstairs, take a little nap, something to drink, whatever. So yeah, I've done it back in the mid 2000s, had rooms for several years, and it's just so much easier, so much simpler. We had the Westin as our backup, but that wasn't our first preference. The first preference was Hilton, and that has worked out, so we are good to go for next year. So let's talk about this year. Had an excellent Dragon Con. It was very fun. Got in on Thursday. Walked right past the Puri Ridge line because my friend Steve, and I found this out from him, what he did for tickets several years ago, and it made a lot of sense to me. I've never been good at pre-regging for Dragon Con super soon anyway. I just always forget about it. I guess if you're serious about it, you should do it there. And because the prices get more expensive as you get closer to Dragon Con. So here I am paying 3/4 usually of the price of the ticket and having to stand in the 2-hour pre-registration line. I've heard the pre-registration line in the past couple of years has gotten faster, but it's a whole lot faster to just walk in the door and buy your 4-day pass there for the full price. But hey, as Steve put it, I've got a job. You know, I realize that everybody can't do that. Some people, you know, you need to save, that's a good way to do it. But for me, saving that aggravation and that standing in line, even if it's only 45 minutes, I'm totally with it. Been doing it for a couple of years now, and I love just walking in, buying the thing, and walking out and see that the line's only moved, you know, 30 people while I was in there. Awesome. So we got in on Thursday. We had some friends that were already there. We had some other friends that were arriving during the day. I have some, you know, obviously I live in Atlanta, like part of the time now. And so I have friends that are there. My buddy, Steve, the ticket guy, I think Steve took off starting on Wednesday. So he was ready to go. And so we hung around with friends and everything and had a really good time on Thursday, which is, you know, really pre-con, but Dragon Con is full on nowadays on Thursday. It is. They even have like music events, things like that scheduled for Thursday now. We did one of the things we did this year that it looks like Charlotte's not a serious drama costumer, but she really likes costuming. And I really like costuming casually. I don't want to get into the craziness of it. I don't want it to take over my life or anything. But fun costume and especially groups and things like that. Really fun. So we took costumes we didn't even wear this year. So this year on Friday, we had a group costume. There was a Avengers ball. So it was like Marvel superheroes ball. And we actually crashed it as DC heroes. And we were the Justice Loungers of America. So we did DC hero costumes, mostly couples. You know, there was a Batman and a Superman. And this is all in loungewear. So it's either like the Batgirl had like sleep pants on that had little bat emblems on them, you know, just the kind of stuff you would get that's a bat fan sort of thing. And she had her little mask and everything. It was good. We had a Power Girl, we had a Superman, we had, you know, again, this is all like in bathrobes and stuff. A Green Arrow, Wonder Woman, and Charlotte and I like obscure characters. Sometimes I'm so obscure that no one knows what it is, and that's okay. But I wasn't quite that bad with the DC heroes. I was Phantom Stranger, and Charlotte was Cassandra Kraft, who is Phantom Stranger, actually has a girlfriend. She was in it for several episodes way back in the 70s, and then she's been in DC Comics again in the 2000s in some short one-off strips. So she's an actual character. And perfect. It was awesome. She wears like a black suit in the newer comic she's in. So Charlotte could just have like a nice black pajama. Like she had silk pajama, on, you know, bath slippers or bedroom slippers. And then she had all her little accoutrements. She had a little cat because Cassandra has a cat and a crossbow because she also has a crossbow in the little miniseries she's in. And as Phantom Stranger, I'm just, you know, I had my suit, which was, you know, bath, bedroom attire. I had my white gloves on. I had a little cheesy cape. I had a cool hat. It was awesome. And then I made Phantom Stranger's medallion out of Sculpey. Anybody who does any costuming knows what it's a kind of a clay like material that's malleable, and you can do whatever you want with it, and you bake it in the oven, and it hardens up, and you're safe. So I made medallion. I made a gold one for me, and then I made a silver one. The same medallion Cassandra wears at certain times, but it's silver on her if Phantom Stranger lets her wear it. So that's what we went as. And having said, there were, like I said, I think 12 people in our group, and the bigger our group gets, the more interesting or more interested people get in it. So it was really fun to have, you know, a whole bunch of pictures taken. And then the cool thing was we actually had pictures taken of us as people recognized Phantom Stranger and Cassandra. So it was pretty neat, pretty cool. It was fun. Then on Saturday, when we were out and about, I was wearing a kilt because I got a regular, not a utility kilt. I actually have a regular kilt, sporran, everything. Got it last year at the Renaissance Festival, and I kind of like wearing a kilt. So wore my kilt out. And then that evening we did another super obscure that I don't, we had people guess, not sure we had anybody guess right. But I am a huge fan of Murray Head and his song One Night in Bangkok from the 80s. And we did, so I dressed up as Murray Head and Charlotte dressed up as a woman. It's like an oriental, like gown sort of thing, you know, with the dragons and everything on it that's from the One Night in Bangkok music video. What Murray Head's wearing like a white suit. And then this woman who's also in it as like, you know, with him. And we had pictures taken in that too. I don't think anybody really knew what it was, but we looked pretty good, you know, in the white suit and the nice, beautiful dress. So definitely had fun time doing that. And then on Sunday was steampunk night because the steampunk ball, though it was, the line was so long we didn't go in, but it was that night, I believe. And we like our steampunk stuff, anything. I realize that steampunk's kind of, you know, like jump the shark. People are kind of tired of it. And like, the people who were doing it, you know, before it was cool. I'm there with you on that, but I really like the genre anyway, and it's a really easy thing to add bits and bobs to your costume during the year as you find interesting things or, you know, put something on your hat, whatever. I like steampunk. It's fun. It's a very, you know, easy genre to kind of make completely your own unique costume in. So, I tweaked my costume this year because I was like, you know what? I think I want to wear that kilt again. So I didn't wear the pants that I would normally wear with it, and I wore a kilt. And when I did that, I needed a different jacket. So we were in the dealer room that day looking for jackets and bought Charlotte a little leather belt to hang bobs off of. It was very fun. So that was our Sunday costuming. And like I said, we had costumes that we didn't even wear. So we're good to go for next year already. And we're actually looking at some kind of complicated things for next year. Again, like I said, we're pretty casual, but we have some friends who also costume that did some League of Legends. I think I talked about that game, which is a huge costuming opportunity because there are so many characters in this game, and each character individually has many skins, you know, different looks to their costume that you've got, and you've got pretty good, you know, pictures of them, both on the website, within the app, and then you can actually even scroll pretty far down onto a character if you wanted to, and just look at them during a game. Probably play that game against bots, otherwise, the other players would be pretty annoyed. But so there's ample opportunity to look at these costumes and get things right. And that's going to be tricky. I've got to find one. Charlotte has an idea of who she'd like to be. I've got to find somebody that I like, and then we kind of work on that. But if we work on it, you know, starting nowish, not, you know, we're not talking about any, you know, death march thing. Try and keep it casual and just work on it a little bit at a time and move forward with it. that could be pretty fun. And so I think we're going to try something fairly complicated next year and see how it works. And it'll be great if we can have a big group of people in League of Legends costumes. It'd be cool. So then of course, there's the con itself. Most of the panels that I like, or both of us like, are in the Hilton. It's the second floor of the Hilton. There's kind of a big U shape where you've got your skeptics, your podcasters, your space and science, and the EFF. I went to several good presentations there. I really liked the EFF's presentation on the whole NSA thing. I mean, I know a lot of that stuff, but hearing some, actual policy people that you can ask questions to and listening to people ask questions was pretty interesting. And they had to use one of the larger ballrooms for that one. I was really glad to see that they had so much interest in that topic. It was fun. Saw people that I've seen, other years, watched sessions. There's a hacking 101 and 201 session that I always like to try and catch at least one of those. Had great fun. The Hilton in general is kind of where that tends to be the main place we hang out. The tracks that we like are there. The Hilton lobby has plenty of people in costumes to take pictures and stuff of, but it's not anywhere near as crazy as the Marriott is the place now. And the Marriott lobby is insane. Several floors of lobby are all insane. So it's a fun place to walk through and maybe check out the big stuff and then keep going because it's pretty crazy over there. The Hilton bar is also fun. I love talking to people just like, one of the things I really love talking to are non-con people. It's kind of hard to find at Dragon Con because we tend to take up the entire hotel. But I did find a couple people there, like the first night in particular that we were there because, they hadn't checked out yet for Friday morning. I love talking to non-con people at the bar during cons because you get their perspective, which is interesting. But we met new friends there, certainly hung out with old friends, played games, both at in the bar area and down in the gaming room, which is also in the Hilton. So you can look there. And then also they have karaoke at night in the Hilton, which is hilarious. I mean, they have some people who are pretty good karaokers and everybody really gets into it. It's a fun time. That's a place that we usually stay for a couple hours a night during con. And then, of course, the final place that we usually end up is the smoking porch. That's outside the Hyatt. At the back of the Hyatt is the smoking porch. And that is one of the places, if you've never hung out on the smoking porch at 3 o'clock in the morning and you go to Dragon Con, you should endeavor to do so. It is an interesting place and you'll have interesting conversations with very interesting people. Heck, I actually have friends, one of the great things about cons in general are re-meeting, friends. I have friends that go to Dragon Con that I see very frequently anyway. I have friends that go to Dragon Con that I really only see at cons, some of them only at Dragon Con. And then I actually have a subset of friends, my buddy Steve, who I see regularly, and I are pretty much hardcore smoking porch people. And we actually have friends that we only see on the smoking porch at 3 o'clock in the morning at Dragon Con. And that recognizes us, and we continue conversations that we've had over years. So Steve and I in particular knew a guy for 5 or 6 years that we saw him on the smoking porch every year. Crazy stuff at Dragon Con, and the smoking porch is a place to be. also went to the rave one night, I think Friday night, I think. Always like to go to the rave, the late night dance party. Tried to go the last night, Sunday night, and it was actually so full that the fire marshal was like only letting people in when people came out. But luckily, another friend of mine, Bill, has a movable party thing. it's like this big box on wheels with God only knows how many watts of stereo in it. It's just booming dance music constantly. It's got lights and strobes and all sorts of crazy things on it. Smoke comes out of it, I guess dry ice or whatever. I don't know, smoke machines in there or something. And that thing was out in the hall and he was moving it about, having the party on the move. And we ended up with Bill just outside the Hyatt, actually out on the sidewalk Sunday night, Monday morning as the sun came up, which is, I love. I don't always stay up every night till the sun comes up. It's always a good one if you do. But I always try to get that last Sunday night, Monday morning to see the sunrise before you before you go in and you know your con's pretty much over. And so we made it this year, and Bill was part of the help. I believe his party box or whatever it's called actually has its own Facebook page. I'll try and look that up, put it in the show notes. Just because. Kind of low point. We did do the dealer room this year. It has moved to America's Mart. I hope they do some work on that. Anybody who went there has seen the many things on Facebook and Google Plus and everywhere else where people, it was crowded and chaotic and very, I'm not saying the individual dealers were disorganized, but just the layout was so complicated and disorganized. I'm still not actually sure I saw everything. I don't know. That you would go around a corner and there would be a long hallway and you could see stuff. It was weird. I hope they kind of reorged that a little better this year. That area has a ton of that sort of space where dealer things, so they should be able to set it up a little better, hopefully. My fingers are crossed for next year. So that's did gaming, panels, it was a typical Dragon Con, but had a great deal of fun. Like I said, have a bunch of friends that I see there, every year, most of whom I'm friends with outside of Dragon Con anyway. Met up with friends that are my Dragon Con friends and made new friends. So another Dragon Con was great fun, and both Charlotte and I had a great time. So we're missing it already. But like we said, we're already planning for next year. Woohoo! So that was Dragon Con. It was amazing. If you haven't been and you're into that sort of stuff, you should try and go. It's enough said. If you can't and you live near Atlanta, they're actually much tighter this year. They used to only kind of check badges going into the con areas where the meeting rooms and stuff were, but they've actually pretty much the main con hotels, since they're completely booked for Dragon Con anyway, you can't really even get in without either a badge or a hotel room key during the whole con. So I used to say, just go and hang out in the hotel bar and you'd see crazy stuff. Maybe you could still do that at some of the hotels, certainly not the Marriott, maybe could the Hilton. But if nothing else, go down on Saturday morning and see the parade, because the parade's amazing too. I've never seen it, but I've seen pictures. I am asleep at parade time. So that's it for the Dragon Con review, unless somebody sends in a comment or a question. Other piece of semi-housekeeping. This is going to be the last episode before the feed flip. If you, dip it a little bit into the nerddom here, the canonical URL for my podcast is kenzoid.com/podcast.rss. And if you use that URL, that's already a redirect anyway. It redirects to an XML file right now, that I've been hand keeping. And I'm ready to be done hand keeping. I had to do it, off the cuff when I restarted this thing for Dog Days of Podcasting and realized that I couldn't put them up on Blip TV anymore. So I had to change that. That's always been a redirect. I just changed it from the Blip TV to this XML file that I've been doing by hand. And it'll be changing to WordPress's auto-generated podcast list sometime during the week. What I'll probably do is put this up and leave it up for 4 or 5 days. And then maybe during the weekend, I will flip things. So if you've already gotten this episode and listened to it, all that should happen, you'll see what almost certainly will happen, is everything will go unread at some point during the weekend, because that's effectively a brand new feed. You can just mark everything as read. Or worst case, you'll have one to listen to. But I don't think there's any way around that. Every feed generator does it a little bit differently. And my permalinks are different. Yeah. I hate doing it, but everybody who uses RSS feeds and has been a fan of Google Reader or Reader type things has certainly seen feeds do this before. So at least I'm not losing any data. It's the representation's a little different, and we'll have to do a big giant mark all as red. But other than that, things should be good to go. So that's it. That's going to happen during the weekend, so don't be surprised. And so I guess that's it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The URL is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com, and the show notes and comment form are there. I am Kenzoid as well on Twitter, KENZOID. On Google+, it's long 37-digit number that will be in the show notes. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike version 3.0. And well, I guess that's it because we don't have the Dog Days podcasting link anymore. So yeah, so that's it. Don't know if we'll have one the end of this week or, oh no, that's right, because of the crap. I almost chopped this off, but no worries. So it'll probably be next week before I talk to you guys again. So have a good week and take care. Bye-bye.